Hi again, listeners. This is Andy Hanasek, Editor-in-Chief of the National Provisioner, and in today's podcast, I'm sitting down with Jeff Barrick of Barrick Enterprises, LLC, and he's a FSMA consultant to PMMI as well. And today, Jeff and I are going to speak about some of the trends in food safety in the with respect to the meat and poultry industry. Jeff's going to give us his general grade on the industry and talk about some of the things the meat industry can do to improve its standing in food safety. Jeff, thanks so much for joining me today.
Well, thank you, Andy. I appreciate it.
So first off, Jeff, let's just start with the general overview here. Let's pretend it's in some ways grade school. Grade the meat and poultry industry right now in terms of food safety. And give me a little explanation as to why you would give it such a grade.
Well, that's a good question, and I'm pleased to answer it. I think that some good work ought to be rewarded. So in my terms, in thinking about the meat and poultry industry, I would give it about a grade of about B+. And this really is pretty high level, but reflects, I think, what the industry has achieved. I would definitely say that they're a world-class industry. There are, of course, over 6,000 establishments that are producing quality food products that are both consumed by U.S. population as well as exported. So there is a very large industry that supports the safe and wholesome and nutritious production of food. There are many other aspects to why I've given it a grade of B+. I think foremost, though, is their attention to food safety. There's a regulatory initiative in place in the industry called HACCP, Hazard Analysis Critical Control Points, and this really outlines the ability for the industry to address food safety hazards as well as to put in place controls that prevent hazards from reaching the population. The industry also has in place inspection, in-plant inspection, and working side-by-side with USDA inspectors is a further enhancement of how the food is produced and inspected as it goes through. The industry does a great job. If there happens to be a problem, the industry does a great job on recalls. And they're also working on things that have to do with new technologies, which we can get into a little bit later. So overall, I think a grade B+ is well-deserved and it's fitting for an industry that takes real pride in producing quality products with safety in mind.
Okay, that sounds like a fair grade to me, Jeff. I'll agree with you on that. So the obvious question then becomes, how far does the industry need to go with what it's doing now to get an A or an A+? What are some of the things they can do to take it to the next level, in a sense? And just out of curiosity, how do you think that B+ compares to other parts of the food industry? I know that this is more of a meat and poultry audience, but since we're here giving the meat industry a B+, we can further inflate their egos and see if they're further along than other food industry folks.
Well, that's a good question too, because as we know, the meat and poultry industry, the regulated industry by USDA, produces about 20% of the food. The other 80% falls under the regulatory aspects of the FDA, Food and Drug Administration. And as you know, FSMA, Food Safety Modernization Act, is well underway in its implementation. And I think that, with those initiatives, the rest of the industry is playing a little bit of catch-up, but they'll get there in implementing some of their food safety initiatives. So in comparing the two, it seems like USDA-regulated products, the meat and poultry industry, is a little bit ahead of where the FDA is at this time. But there's going to be room for catch-up.
Okay, so how does the meat industry get to that A-level, A-plus level?
Well, there are challenges, and I think that I can help to maybe outline some of the things that I've been thinking about as to where improvements can come from. With any types of protein, whether it's animal protein, vegetable, or cereal protein, there are going to be challenges to ensuring the safety and wholesomeness of those products. challenges come in the form of, pathogens, emerging pathogens. Challenges come in the form of using chemicals and pesticides and drug residues and feed additives. There are many challenges in ways to not only enhance production but also to improve safety and to achieve higher levels of production and efficiency. So those are some of the areas that that I see. In the regard to what they can do in house, there are very good outlines of what directives and policies are appropriate for production of food in an establishment, and there may be some room for opportunity to be a little bit better and to stay aware of current compliance regulations. So to get from a B to an A, pay a little bit more attention to what the regulators are saying and their approaches on how to improve food safety. So there's one opportunity. Another opportunity to get a little bit better grade may be to look at how recalls are conducted. I know that it's unfortunate that recalls happen, but they will, and they'll continue to happen. So being very rapid, fast, efficient in getting products back off the market would be a way to improve. And also, much of the industry has to do with handling livestock. So some better in-house education on humane handling properties for animals, I think, would be an enhancement the way the industry can get a little bit better ahead. So amongst those, that's an area. I know that the industry has prides itself on its exports, and as we are now in a global food system, considering where those exports go and the quality of the products coming out of the United States, exports should be a focus too. And so that's an area for growth and opportunity, and for doing a good job.
So now you've been you're the FSMA consultant to PMMI, and we've got PAC Expo coming up here in a couple short months, in September 23rd to 25th in Vegas. Can you explain kind of what your role has been with PMMI and maybe even with PAC Expo and how food safety sort of plays into what is being offered at the show and through PMMI?
Mm-hmm. Sure. One of the reasons that I've joined up with PMMI is to help them to understand two sides of the new Food Safety Modernization Act, the FSMA Act, and that is not only what the CPG companies are doing, the food processors, but also what the equipment manufacturers are doing and conversely looking and getting ready for FSMA as it comes down the pipe here in a couple of years. One of the things that I've been working with is not only just getting them aware of what's in there in the proposed rules and the regulations as they come out, but how to work together and how to form partnerships so that as the CPG companies will do, they're going to push some of these provisions and some of the requirements that are put on them down the line to the equipment manufacturers. So they should be aware of what some of those initiatives that are going to take place are and be prepared. So I've been promoting partnerships between the two to look at some of the opportunities on how to enhance things like food sanitation, sanitary design, validation of processes and equipment, and how to clean not only for microorganisms, microbial clean, but also to how to promote allergen clean opportunities. So we have been talking back and forth and getting ready to engage, and I've been promoting some of the folks who are in the manufacturing industry to think about possibly taking a course in HACCP, because HACCP's about 85 or almost 90% of FSMA anyway, and if they can learn about that, then they can engage in these conversations and support their customers in a way that they probably haven't done in the past.
And what's your general assessment, Jeff, on kind of the, not necessarily the openness of these manufacturers, because obviously they're going to be open to anything that improves their business and improves their the safety of their their equipment, but you know, maybe the learning curve that's there. You know, are there overall? Are you seeing a lot of learning that needs to be done in these areas, or overall, it's just kind of here and there, folks who just need a refresher course, or what level of learning needs to be done at that level from your assessment?
Yeah, that's a very good question, and that same type of question was I asked at one of the PMMI events that I was speaking to just the other week. I asked basically how many in the audience had any HACCP training or had participated in HACCP, and the audience, I guess, included about 80-85 folks. There was only one hand that went up.
Oh, wow.
So in regard to that, I guess I'm glad that we have so much time here to fill in the gaps and to bring people up to speed with their education and knowledge about you know, food safety, sanitary design, good manufacturing practices, and how they can incorporate that into the good work that they do on the engineering of equipment. So I see it as a real opportunity, and that's why I like the idea of having partnerships between the two to work out what the issues are and then to come up with some good solutions.
All right, Jeff, thanks. I appreciate that. Was there anything else you wanted to add that we didn't cover, whether it be on the PAC Expo side or the food safety side or even on the educational aspect of what you're doing with PAC Expo and the PMMI folks?
Well, I would just put in one more plug for the industry and why I think, you know, I gave it the grade I did. And that, I think, is because the industry is very interested in new products and meeting, you know, the convenience needs of the consumer. New technologies are being developed not only within the industry but at universities, I think, which will enhance the industry. So I'm looking forward to, you know, following the industry and seeing what improvements they can make to reach that grade of A or A+.
All right. Thanks so much, Jeff. And listeners, once again, PAC Expo is coming up really soon, September 23rd through the 25th in Las Vegas. You can go to PACExpo.com to find out more and hopefully register. And you can find out more about all the things PMMI is doing for the industry and with the industry at PMMI.org. Thanks again, Jeff, for your time. I appreciate it, and I look forward to running into you in person, either at PAC Expo or at some PMMI event down the line. Thanks so much for your time.
Oh, you're welcome, Andy, and thank you.